I will be officiating over the first party election of the chairperson of this committee, and also the chairman of the.
Circulated to members, and then if members could come back to Cindy, well, to Cindy or myself, links. The ads need to go into the papers this weekend, so by Wednesday, post this is on Wednesday, Would that give you enough time to circulate the documents and to get the comments back, just so that all the members have seen the advertisement and you're happy?
Okay.
Yeah. And then if we, yeah, then all comments I think can reach Cindy and all me by Joseph tomorrow, because we need to get it into the newspapers by Thursday if we want to publish on Sunday.
No, we don't have a list.
But can I please make the apology of Dean?
Chair, obviously, in the copy of the notice, your email will also appear.
Yeah, I'll give it to Cindy and we can send it out. So if people want to make any amendments to the advertisement, then I know everybody's happy. So then,
because my fear is that the urgency of the issue of the act in the newspaper can be very fuzzy. So that we try and shorten the final duration of the act. That's my problem. It may well be that people here are not.
Just off the top of my head, the first problem with the ad is it's not 6193 subsidy, it's the whole of 6193, so if that's the subsidy that's come out. In the third line, usually when we call for written nominations, it's from individuals, organizations, and civil societies. So we just try to make it as wide as possible. And then just the one thing I picked up that's not in the advertisement is the constitution says a suitable candidate must be fit and proper to hold office in the South African Human Rights Commission, and you don't refer to fit and proper.
Ask a certain gentleman who makes loud noises would be considered fit and proper. That's how it works.
Well, it's the same requirement for judges, and it's a really vague. The other commissioners, when is their term expiring?
That's the other issue, which is not really part of our mandate as of yet, but it's something that we possibly need to consider. What had happened was the legislation provides that there may be no more than 11 commissioners. The previous time when the National Assembly made recommendations, they recommended 11 names to the presidency, but only 5 were appointed. We don't know what the reason for that. We don't know whether it is because of the candidates who were recommended or whether it was thought that only 5 should be appointed. But only 5 were appointed. One of those 5 have now resigned. So it's to fill that vacancy. But the broader problem is that in September next year, all the existing commissioners, their terms of office expire. In other words, in terms of continuity, it will only be then this commissioner that we now appoint to will be there post September next year. So even if we can't fill more than one vacancy now, we may want to put it in our report that consideration be given that more commissioners are appointed. But obviously there are budgetary implications, etc. So I have informally contacted Jody Collison just to try and get a sense of what the issues are around that. But,
I think there's also an international requirement for us to be a member of certain bodies, that we have to have at least a certain number. I'm not sure of the number, but I think it's more important.
Yeah. And that's the problem, that at the moment there are only four. Maybe if you and you can flag that look at that issue.
What I'm trying to say, Chair, is that we should, I think, recommend that while we're doing it, we should appoint maybe more. So if there's room for 11, why don't we appoint more at this point?
Yeah. That's just, it's literally just a thing of trying to find out, because we don't know why the 11 weren't, why only five were appointed. We don't know if it was for budgetary purposes or whether it was a problem with candidates or, you know, just maybe, but I think we can. We'll find that out in the report back at the next meeting and then just flag the possibility of possibly making more than one appointment. The other thing was, I don't know how long this feel about, we had hoped to advertise for 2 weeks if the ads are in this Sunday. The problem is that we then have less than a week for shortlisting interviews. I don't know how many feel about the 21st as a closing date. It's a Tuesday. Then it allows us to start shortlisting on the Wednesday and the Thursday to then start the interviews the following Monday. Then it gives us a week for interviews.
Would it be done in
there's agreement on that, Cindy, then if you are, these are the dates. Closing date 21st, shortlisting 22nd and 23rd. The Friday people will want to travel, so we'll start that following Monday with interviews.
And this deviates from the jobs program?
In the advertisement, you also would want the email address of the candidates as well, it's not in there.
We discussed the possibility of trying to reach as wide an audience as we can in order to identify suitable candidates, and also mentioning the possibility of maybe going on radio or doing a type of a radio ad, just because your impact is so much wider, but we'll keep members informed of whether we're going to do that.
In fact, I'm reminded that and if we could arrange special funds for
For the moment, I think that's about it. I think we had to go, we want to use it and just to check the draft advertisement against the legislation and the constitution, just to see whether we've covered all the criteria and members to comment, and if we have no comments, then for the advertisement to go out on Thursday. How many newspapers now? Obviously. Minimum 3 newspapers, but ideally
you should have what in every province.
Yes.
So whatever national paper is in every province. Your Sunday Times is obviously a national paper, so that would be the part.
Should
you
say one weekly, one daily? More than how many days?
The thing is, you're going to put it in one daily, then it should actually be in a daily in each province.
Mm.
At least in the main daily in each province.
They don't all cover their own
track. No. But I would think that the Sunday Times would be the best one for the week.
Everything else.
Yeah.
Can I also ask, the criteria is that you're meant to apply in a situation where you have a search of candidates in the type of pilot position, not a language, but where you already have still vacancies, so this one additional vacancy, the criteria can only apply to this candidate or the candidate for this saying that the language there, we need to get a slight different say that the commission should be
maybe have a profile of the commissioner that resigned.
I was hoping actually to get that, but the problem is Jody Colliford is overseas, so he's looking in, he'll only be back tomorrow, and you, but I mean, we can circulate that when I get that, and we can circulate it. And also maybe get to, because the commissioners all have dedicated focus areas, and maybe to get a sense of what this particular commissioner was doing, so where the apparent gaps are. We could, of course, also call Jody just to come and brief us maybe on, because I think there might be quite a few issues going, questions members might have. We can always take a brief from you, I think so. Okay. Anything else? Anybody else?
We can take out the deciding point. Should we suggest now? Can you call them?
Maybe 50 questions on that. I don't know. What do you think of 50 questions
on
the time?
And
maybe after the whole big one
of the African community.
And maybe the mailing got it simply because you have so many civil society organizations which have been part of the mailing got. And then Davies. Beautiful.
They're not
back to pick up again, so if we don't hear from the written section, we will assume that it is in order.
Albert Monopolo said there is a budget for ad hoc committees, but obviously,
we
have to
go back to that. Just check
the last time I passed my go, I got something out.
You're talking big money, yeah.
So, advertising, I hope people are not looking, I'm not expecting like 5 grand.
And radio, okay, sorry, I was late, I was wrapping up another meeting. But just to get a mandate to put in some of the specific information that's not in the advert currently, you know that the commission has both full-time and part-time commissioners. We need to specify whether this is a full-time or part-time. I think the advert must be specific on that. The term of office also, while it's determined by the president, it's 7 years renewable by one. It's no more than 7 years, but we need to define that, I think, so anybody who's interested, it's an important issue.
Can I ask on that? Is the person that's going to fill this vacancy sitting only for the duration of the
No.
We can decide whether we make that 5 years.
And then also, I don't know if we want to investigate the remuneration, and again, it's determined by the president, but there's a current value now. Do you want to advertise that, or do you want to leave it out? But we'll look for that information and let the committee then decide.
But I think the chairperson has the same salary as an appeal judge of the appeal court. So I presume the other permanent members will be on the same level and at that. Without the pension service.
The only thing is, I don't know if you, my only worry about that is if you put it in the advertisement and for some other reason it changes, then you've created this legitimate expectation that this is going to earn X amount of money and then it's the president decides.
I think we should know it because the interview
It says determined by the president in consultation with cabinet and the minister of finance from time to time.
I remember that place, but if the guy is in the exercise, I guess that's still the point of time, if that's the case, and it's not interested in the person.
Everybody earns more than MP.
Even my son. Similar has been doing his job.
Far hard, but no India.
Who wants us to import the Kenya model where we decide our
own? I think it would be a brilliant idea.
I concur.
Okay, so any comments then as to your team? Maybe give it to Leon first, then you can look at everybody's input and check the ad and then. Okay, and then you've got some people moving to a new program. The school members and then send it out and the members have to
decide. What are the minimum qualifications?
It's basically second class equivalent and then you are.
So any one of us
will do. And the legislation says, promote the respect for and a culture of human rights, promote the protection of benefits and attainment of human rights, and monitor and assess the equivalence of human rights. It's not like the public protector where you've got to serve 10 years in a certain area.
For current MPs, we need to clean up.
Oh, you do, right?
We have
four
in
block.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. No. It took me a bit of a while. Thank you. Cool. For
the
pension
program. Unfortunately, it's now with your new president. To put some pressure on your new president and your new deputy president.
And your two people, they are also
your. No, they've already. Listen, they've both already been accosted by me. So it's time the rest of you accost them. Yeah, but listen, you've got to again make them realize that they've got an obligation.
And then
I went to congratulate them the other day. Not just you, now I'm not signing our program. Are you happy with the Mother Nature proposal? I said, I haven't seen the Mother Nature proposal.
No, is that yours?
I'm saying.